Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1. It's Big Mike. Now in studio, we have a man who has been on Last Comic Standing. He's had specials on HBO. He's had specials on Showtime. And this weekend, he is here at Comedy Works Landmark. I'd like to welcome Ian Bagg. What's up, man?
Hi, buddy.
Welcome to the Mile High City.
Thanks for having me to your lovely village.
Well, thanks for coming. We appreciate that, man.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
How you been?
Yeah, good. Yeah. I'm just happy to be here. Just traveling around. Denver stopping.
Yeah.
Took United, because that's what comes here.
I think everything comes here.
Yeah, but really, it's United.
Yeah, United's the way to go?
Yeah.
Is that where you got all your miles
at?
Yeah,
that's where I got all my miles, but okay. I'm not going to fly Frontier.
That's who puts you at the front of the plane.
Frontier? Never at the front of the plane with Frontier. I don't even know if there's a front of the plane on Frontier.
I don't think there is.
It's not a Christian plane, from what I remember.
I think there used to be, but then they wanted to be more like Spirit, because, you know, Spirit's obviously the way.
Spirit's horrible.
That's the airline you try to be.
Do you know Spirit is actually has a business plan of get the people to fly once only.
Yeah.
that's their business plan. They're tricky, and they just, like, jack up the prices as you go through. Like, everything's an extra price. The seat's an extra price.
They might buy round-trip tickets, but they'll pay extra to cancel the second flight.
Oh, yeah. You'll pay extra to fly Southwest or something else. Yep.
Yeah, it's a fate. I don't think anybody has ever been, like, just glowingly talking about Spirit. It's one of those airlines.
The pilots like working for them.
I'm sure they do. Are you sure?
Just the pilots that I've talked to like working for them.
Oh,
but
okay.
But they tell you. Do you know that you see a lot of clear plastic bags on Spirit? You know that? Do you ever? If you watch the luggage, people going onto the planes have clear plastic bags because they can't charge if it's in a clear bag. So they put their carry-on in. It usually looks like everybody's coming out of prison when they're getting on a Spirit plane, but that's how they get away with
things. They probably feel like that's what they're getting out of, too, though.
Yeah. It's either a bus or Spirit.
It's the full experience.
Anyways, enough about the travel with the Spirit Airlines. They've never had such advertising before in their lives.
I was going to say, you just lost your sponsorship opportunity with Spirit.
Oh, no.
But United. United.
United's my boy.
You're good to go. So you're here this weekend, Comedy Works South at the Landmark. What's been going on with you, man?
I just had a new special come out called Conversations. It came out 2 weeks ago. It's on lots of weird places. You can find it on your local. No, not your local. You can find it on like Dish Network on channel 567 or something like that. You can find it on Google Play. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on.
Well, see, that's not a lot of weird places. I thought you were naming obscure.
It's on a sports channel in one place. I don't know. It's in weird places. Everybody else is on Netflix. It's easy to find. You got to go searching for mine.
Sometimes people will talk about their comedy special and they'll be like, "It's on IPX3." And
really?
I'm like, okay, that's cool.
No, not me. I would not brag about that.
You're on Amazon.
Yeah.
You're on Google.
Yeah.
I mean, you're on some big names with some fringe elements on the side.
Some
like
fringe. I think I'm on like a Nintendo as well or something like that.
Well, see, then now you just gained like a million followers.
So I hope so.
That's what you need to start with.
I'm on
the Nintendo platform.
But people playing video games are not stopping for a comedy break.
You never know.
If you never played a war game, you don't have time to.
Exactly.
So take a break. Let's have some little giggles, then get back to killing people.
Exactly. So we've had a lot of comedians come by and they talk about what they've done beforehand. I think you're probably the first comedian that came here and you went to school for explosive engineering.
I did. I was on my way to go to school for explosives engineering, but I started out on an amateur night on a comedy club and never went back to school.
Okay, so you never even made it to school.
I started, but then I quit.
Oh, okay. Then
I'd worked in a gold mine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because you're from Canada.
Because I'm from Canada,
that's
so we all do. We all do that.
Either
in the NHL or you're in that. That's no. It's interesting. It was a lot of fun. I watched that show, Gold Rush.
Yeah.
Yeah, because those I enjoy it, but they're not really gold mining. They're just kind of pushing dirt around. They're not
and
using.
They never find anything.
Well, they find some. Well, the Christian guys never find anything. Yeah. They're too busy clanking their hats together all the time, praising Jesus, and then they don't find anything. But the one kid that finds everything, he doesn't really gold mine. He just moves dirt around. That's all. Like, you know, he doesn't have to dig deep or anything. I'm like,
most reality shows you watch it and you leave yourself fun. I could do that. I could.
Right.
You know, that show I've watched several times, and it just seems like every episode they're just having trouble finding stuff.
That's
and I'm
funny.
Like, great season. I'm pretty.
the one group never finds anything.
Oh, okay.
Here's 6 ounces of gold. That's what they find.
I watched it. I'm like, who wants to get on this show? They never find anything.
There's no girls on that show either. I don't know how they get anybody to watch it.
Yeah, that's true. That's
trucks and tractors. That's how you get people to watch.
Like even the little alligator in the bayou show. They have some females.
They have some hardcore girls.
Exactly.
A girl that picks up the gator and puts a bullet in his head.
Yeah.
So she's a hardcore girl.
That's what I'm looking for, is a girl that can kill an alligator.
I mean,
there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So you're here this weekend, Comedy Works South. Have you performed at Comedy Works before?
I've done downtown, but I have not done South.
Okay. Well, South's just as great. South.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Downtown's awesome.
Yeah, you can get your tickets at comedyworks.com. And I'm a little disappointed because, like I said, you are from Canada, but I'm from America, and you've met more presidents than I have.
I'm pretty
good.
Three
of them. Not one, not two, three. You've met three presidents.
I met three. So one was on a plane.
Oh, okay.
That was Jimmy Carter. One was,
two
was
on a plane.
No, that was Delta.
Okay. Wasn't United?
They actually heckled. The pilot heckled them. It was bizarre. Another comic has had the same experience because Jimmy Carter flies Delta all the time. Right? So if you leave out of Atlanta, there's a chance Jimmy Carter's going to be on your flight.
Oh,
right? So I'm on the plane, and Jimmy Carter shook everybody's hand on the plane, like walked around. But he was taking so long, the pilots are like, if Jimmy Carter sits down, we could leave. They're like, if Mr. Carter, I remember they said Mr. Carter, like, oh, man, he gets no respect.
Damn.
He gets no respect. And this lady said, Jimmy Carter, you're the best. And this guy beside me goes, easy. I thought it was fun.
So you met him on a plane.
Barack Obama on a plane. It was before he started running for president.
You met four presidents.
I've been to the White House once, but I didn't meet the president there.
Oh, okay.
And then Ronald Reagan, I used to coach hockey, and his grandson was on one of the teams. So
yeah.
He used to hang out. Yeah. So
I think I met like
so president
city council person here. Or
well, look at you. You'll get out of a DUI.
I'm a man of the
You'll
city.
Get out of a DUI.
I'm a man of the city right here.
Man of the city. He's a man that doesn't leave the city.
Yeah, exactly.
That's.
I've been around. I just haven't randomly ran into a president on Delta. Maybe I need to start flying Delta.
If you fly out of Atlanta, there's a chance you're gonna run into him.
Do you have any Southwest stories?
There's. I seen Quiet Riot on.
Okay.
On Southwest.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
I don't want to leave Southwest though. They got a hub.
Felt bad for them because they were 57 through 80 or whatever it was. I was like, man, they couldn't even get pre-board.
Yeah, exactly.
That's sad. In the 80s, they would have had their own plane, but exactly. 2015, they didn't have that going
Not
on.
Not anymore.
It's sad.
We have Ian Bagg. He is here this weekend, Comedy Works South, Landmark, tonight through this weekend. You can get those tickets at comedyworks.com. So this started because you got into an open mic night.
Yeah, like everybody.
Everybody gets in that way.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Did you go to the open mic planning on doing the open mic, or were you just going and they called people on stage?
I asked how you got on. It was a contest, and it was an amateur contest. So I just did. I did it, and I was addicted right away.
Did you win the contest?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but the guy. I'm pretty sure the guy that won has a day job now.
You're gonna say the person who won? He's not doing what you're doing right now.
Yeah. No, he's working in a mine.
He's working in a gold mine right now.
Yeah.
Or a Delta.
He's working at Air Canada.
Oh, Air Canada.
We've only got one airline in Canada.
Oh, okay.
You want to use this? You want to fly Air Canada?
I always wonder why all those Air Canada. Planes are everywhere I go.
We only got one airline.
Are you allowed to fly back on anything else, or do you have to do Air Canada?
You can leave on Air Canada. You can come back on anything else.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You get experience a little bit.
Because they give you a talk the whole time you're leaving. They're like, well, make sure you're polite. They tell the whole time. They give you all the Canadian rules. Make sure you put it. Have you got a flag on your backpack? No? Well, here's a flag for your backpack.
That's polite.
Yeah.
It's a little, I mean, this sort of reminds me of North Korea's airlines. It sounds like they do the same
thing.
No,
it's different. There's no songs.
Oh, okay.
No There's songs. No songs.
Well, who wants to fly without songs?
I think it's pretty good. I think it makes the captain of the flight feel pretty good if you sing about the leader. Yeah. Oh, the leader's so good, he flies his plane. Oh, the leader's
so good. Those pilots are smart. They won't tell him to sit down if he's shaking hands.
Oh, he will not. Yeah. Well, that's because there's no former president.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
There's only one leader at a time.
Well, if he ever gets on a plane.
Until he's called to the great leadership in the sky meeting.
Yeah. I don't know if he'd shake everybody's hands, though. But you don't know. He likes to say hi to his
He's got a massive head. That's what I've noticed. He's like a British bulldog. That's what Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-un, second song, sing, song, sing.
Well, you won't be getting invited to North Korea anytime soon either.
So. It's okay. I don't need to see Dennis Rodman.
Although bulldogs are pleasant dogs.
Bulldogs are noisy.
Yeah, but they're pleasant. you get over their potential sleep apnea, they're pleasant dogs and all that. So
that's funny.
So sleep you're here this weekend. They can find your special on pretty much all these random platforms.
Yes.
And you have a special that's on Hulu, too, now.
My Showtime special is now on Hulu. That is the Ian Bagg Getting to Know You. And then... I actually had a special that I did in Aspen with HBO, but I don't know where you can get it. It was about me going to the Aspen Comedy Festival, but it turned out I didn't have any shows, and then I had to find shows. Yeah. And during that show, I ended up meeting one of the guys from Hall and Oates was on in that special with me. So it was it's interesting.
So you got some history in Colorado.
I got some history in Colorado.
This weekend, go check him out. It's actually be almost like 70 degrees this weekend. So, you know, you get outside, get some good comedy. Ian Bagg's going to be at Comedy Works South, and we want to thank you for making time for us.
Thanks for having me, my friend.
Have a great day, man.
Bye-bye!
ComedyWorks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.